So how many people suck at picking up chicks? One? All right. I'll take the bait. This is everything that I want to say to the woman at the bar. So, if you were a light switch, I would turn you on with my fingers. If you were an old person's driveway, I would plow you. If you were a warm cantaloupe, I would have sex with you. I think you're cool like the bottom of my bed and hot like the top. If you were a stick of gum, I would tell all the other guys that you were my last one and they couldn't have any, even if I still had like two or three more pieces of you. If you didn't drink alcohol, I would buy us each a soft serve and sugar cone, and we'd sit on the curb watching the cars go by as our hands did the sidewalk shimmy and try so hard to touch pinkies without looking, because that's what people do when they like each other. Because you're my sprinkles. My affection for you is like a pipe resting on the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, an ever-ejaculating river of commitment, and that would be me. Ejaculating. If you were a meeting, I would hold you. If you were my computer, I would use you monthly to pay all my bills. You're kind of like my toes. I don't always need to count on you, but you're always there when I do. Each morning, before you or the world have awakened, I would roll over and scoop you up in my arms. Take you to the roof, set you down, tap you on the shoulder and say, honey, look, creatures and plants, cars and buildings all scurry on autopilot, and the sunrise is God flipping a mammoth coin over the treetops. And I take your hand and make a C, and I take my hand and make a backwards C, and hold our O to the sky and lock onto the sun just to prove that things are only as big as we make them out to be. Life is only fulfilled when we're together.